What do you mean, that's your father? I blink, my mouth hanging open as I gawk at Pike. Holy freaking hell. Pike glances up at me with those stormy green eyes, kneeling next to the guy who just tried to choke me to death.
Like, he's the guy who knocked up my mom.
I know that, smartass, I snap. My body's wound so tight, the slightest touch would cause me to shatter into a million pieces. He turns his gaze toward the asshole who attacked me.
What a fucking mess.
Pike flicks his index finger against the guy's cheek, but he doesn't move.
But the bastard's out cold, at least.
Why was he in my apartment choking me? I rub my neck, soothing the spot where his hands just were. The reality of what happened starts to settle over me. I was attacked. Hell, if Pike hadn't have shown up when he did, I could have been... The thought is too much for me to even finish. Pike rises to his feet and reaches for me, pulling my hand away from my neck.
I have no fucking idea why he was in your place, putting his hands on you.
He cradles my face in his palms, and I move into his touch, needing the contact.
All I know is he'll never do it again.
I lock eyes with his, knowing he'd never let anyone hurt me, especially a man whom he loathes. My heart flutters and my knees wobble as the adrenaline from the fight starts to wear off. Now what? I ask, grabbing onto Pike's forearms, needing his support to stay upright. Pike's eyes flash with concern as he slides his other arm behind my back, holding me.
Let's get you out of here.
I bat his hands away as he tries to lift me, and I finally find my legs again. No, no. I motion toward the jagoff. We can't just leave him here like this. Pike draws in a slow breath.
He ain't going anywhere, and I think it's best if you're not here when he wakes up.
I shake my head and point at the bastard. I'm not leaving you here with him. The corner of Pike's mouth turns up.
You worried about me, darling?
I nod, unable to smile because there's a guy knocked out on my floor, and what was supposed to be a kick-ass night has now turned into a clusterfuck. If you're staying, I'm staying. You may need backup. Pike bends his head back as he mutters a slew of curse words under his breath. I stand here, watching him talk to the ceiling. How did I end up in this batshit crazy situation? The answer is simple. Tequila. Should we get rid of him? I let out a nervous laugh because I've watched way too many crime movies. What am I saying? He's not dead. Pike narrows his eyes as he dips his chin, studying me.
Who are you? And what have you done with Gigi?
I punch his shoulder before sobering quickly. This is no time for jokes. I don't know what we're supposed to do when something like this happens. Pike strokes my cheek with his thumb.
And you think I know what to do in a situation like this?
I lift a shoulder. No, but the only people I know who would know what to do when bad shit like this goes down are my uncles. We could, maybe. I wince at the very thought of calling Uncle James or Uncle Thomas. Pike closes his eyes, slowly shaking his head.
Fuck.
His jaw tightens as he snarls.
The last thing I want is your family involved in my mess again.
Ugh, it's the last thing I want too. But I don't see another way out of this. We could call the FBI. They are looking for his dad, but after the way they treated Pike last time, I'm pretty sure that isn't an option he'd entertain. I press my palm to his chest, looking into his big green eyes. Then you better grab a shovel and be ready to dig a deep hole, because nothing happens in this town without my family knowing.